and the events that had led up to it. Two questions burned in my mind. Did I have some hand in causing this murder? Should I have seen it coming? Maybe the victim I was staring at had the answer. But L.A. Times writer Arnold Greiner wouldn't be able to help us again on the Mary Smith case. Now, Greiner was one of the victims. Part 4. The Blue Suburban. Chapter 72. I had barely begun walking the crime scene when I met up with Maddox Fielding, the LAPD's deputy chief in charge of the detective bureau, and also Gene Galletta's replacement on the case. With his shock of silver hay hair and the same deep brown eyes as Gene's, Fielding looked as though he could have been Gene's father. He struck me as professional and focused from the start. He also seemed to be something of an asshole. "Agent Cross," he said, shaking my hand, "I've heard a lot about your work in D.C. Something in the way he said it didn't exactly sound like a compliment. "This is Special Agent Page," I said. "He's been assisting me while I'm in L.A. Fielding made no response at all, so I pushed on. "What do you make of all this?" I asked him. "I know you're just getting started with the case, but I'm assuming you're up to speed on the priors." The last part wasn't intended as a dig, but it hung in the air as if it were one. Fielding turned down the corners of his mouth and looked at me over the tops of heavy-rimmed bifocals. "This isn't my first serial case. I'm good to go." He took a self-important deep breath.